I think that'll probably be an okay setting.
What's your name?
Rachel.
It's on.
There you go.
Okay, did you tell me your name?
Rachel.
Whereabouts were you born?
Victoria Hospital, London.
How old are you?
16.
Okay. What crafts do you do?
I work on a loom, make earrings. That's about it.
What made, like, okay. How long have you been doing the crafts for? How long have you been doing it?
Since I was about 10 or 11.
Who taught you?
My mom and my Aunt Maxine.
Why did you want to learn? What?
It was interesting.
Tell me a little bit about the classes that you had at St. Andrews. How many people were there and what kind of people were in the classes?
There was about 5 to 10 people there. And we just make knick laces and... Well, we start out easy and then get to the hard stuff.
What do you get out of doing beadwork? Why is beadwork important to you?
It's our heritage.
Is there any other meaning?
I like working on it.
The work that you put into it, do you have to put design, you have to make up your own design?
Yeah.
And how do you find that?
It's easy.
What about the beadwork itself? Do you find it easier?
Some is hard. Some's easy.
What does your family think about the beadwork that you do?
My mom likes it.
When we were at the band office, one of the comments from one of the men was that he didn't like the idea of the project that we were doing, because he said he didn't want us to have nothing but pictures of women sitting around doing nothing but beadwork. And his feeling was that he didn't think it was very important.
So what do you think about beadwork?
I got really, when I heard him speak, sounded like a real put down. It was like
there was nothing very special. He probably said that because our band isn't involved in any powwows at all. I think if our band was involved in powwows, it would probably bring back more, and they would be more interested in it.
Yeah.
Because when I take my work to the band office, they're interested in it.
Yeah.
They like it.
It was an interesting, it took me by surprise, because I hadn't heard anybody say that to me. Okay, go ahead.
What inspired you to do beadwork? What made you want to do beadwork? Did you see somebody doing it? I'm not supposed to be putting this in there.
Well, I seen my mom work doing it, man. Well, my Aunt Maxine asked me if I wanted to learn how to do beadwork. And I said, yeah. I did it.
Have you ever displayed any of your work? Like, showed anybody your work and, like, go to school and show what you've done? Or
oh, yeah. At school,
did
we did beadwork at Mount Elgin. Well, we don't know how they felt because we just made it and they bought it.
Well, then that tells you how they felt. They wouldn't have bought it, right? When you finish the product that you're doing and you work, do you ever wear the work that you do?
Yeah.
And when you wear it and you wear it into a non-community, like, like a non-native community, what do you feel from that? What do you think that they get from that when they see you wearing the beads or the work that you're finished making? Do they ever tell you, gee, that's nice? Or
oh, yeah.
What are you supposed to tell them? I'm telling you.
Well,
what response do you get from schools?
Well, they ask me how I did it, and they just say it's nice, nice work.
You're smoking about, Carolyn.
Do you know of the colors that you put in here? Do you know of the symbols or the meanings of the colors that you put in your work?
No.
Is there a certain designs have any meaning to in your work?
Well, I'm doing hearts right now, and that's, I don't know, sign of love, or, yeah.
Do you find that the materials that you use in your beadwork is hard to get?
Well, I don't know, my mom gets it.
Okay, do you feel that this craft is dying? Is dying, it's like a dying art? Do you feel that it's dying out?
Yeah.
And how would you, what would you do to change it?
Do what my Aunt Maxine did. Like, she sent notes to the school saying that there'd be beadwork classes every Tuesday night from about 3:30 to 6:30 or 7. I would do that, I think. Beadwork classes.
Do you feel that the future generation can benefit from beadwork classes or even learning the art to bead up?
Yeah.
You have a daughter, don't you?
Yeah.
Why do you feel that?
Well, when I was small,
go ahead.
When I was small, I was just interested in when I was small. I think that all little kids would be interested in when.
Have you ever lived off of the reserve?
Well, I did, but I don't remember.
What crafts do you remember when you were younger that are not being done today? Maybe a couple of years back, or maybe 5 years ago that's not being done today.
Belts. Mean like kids or?
No, it doesn't matter. Anybody. Older people, young people.
Well, earrings. Watch band. What is this called? Medallion. Chokers.
Why is it? Do you think that they're not being done? Why do you feel that they're not being done?
Because I don't see them. Like, I see some watch bands, but they're the turquoise stones and sterling silver.
Feel that the material is harder to get? Is that why it's not being done? Or?
Yeah, well, people don't have enough money because beads are so expensive and needles are expensive.
What does your community do to show how they feel about your work? Do they ever ask you to go out and show some of your work?
No.
you ever hear tell of any traditional stories that spoke of women's beadwork?
No.
Maybe your mom told you stories about beadwork, or your grandmother, or somebody, your aunts. Did they ever tell you anything about beadwork?
No.
Your mother didn't know anything.
What about at school? What kinds of things, when you were going through the school, what kinds of cultural things did they have?
Hair ties, key change, hair pins, hat pins, I mean, or whatever they call them, necklaces. That was it.
You find that if you wanted to learn more about the beadwork, would you go to the city to learn from somebody that knew how to do the beadwork in order to learn every aspect of beadwork? Because there's a lot of parts of beadwork. Would you go out of your way to learn it?
Yeah.
So wouldn't that be almost like preserving it?
Yeah.
Which one of the pieces that you make or even do that make you feel the proudest? That do you ever keep any of the work that you've done?
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
Because I like it.
Do you feel what we're trying to do by interviewing you will benefit in the future? Do you think that's another way of preserving it, or do you think that
yeah. It
won't help, or?
Or yeah. Where is this gonna be showing at, like at schools or?
for various bands, Native organizations, if schools request it, and request. We're taking a little bit interviewing, you know, we may interview a total of 40 people, you know, by the time we're finished, and there'll be, you know, bits and pieces of what people say, in some cases where it may be that we don't have much of the interview, but we may have photographs of their work or of them working. Sometimes both the tape and photos of their work. It's a combination.
Does your friends ever ask you, geez, I like that, can I have it, or will you make me one?
Yeah.
Do you have any friends that can do work? I mean, your boyfriend does, but
yeah.
Do you have friends?
Oh, Celeste French. Kim Hendrick. Gloria Hendrick. My Aunt Jill. Oh.
Why do you think the beadwork is not being done as much today?
Well,
It's tiring.
It's sort of boring. Like, just to keep doing it and doing it. But when you, once you get done, it doesn't seem so boring.
In other words, you have to have patience.
Yeah.
What is the community doing to maintain or preserve beetle? What do you feel that your community is doing to preserve it?
Nothing.
So why don't you try and do it? She puts a pressure on me.
Sneaky.
I don't know.
Is it ever done at all in the school? I mean, you are taught at school.
Well, I don't know if it's still done at Mount Elgin. Well, we used to take turns, like, doing it. It's done at Westminster in London.
Mm-hmm. Any of the other craft work done at the school at all? Do they ever bring people into the school to teach kids?
No.
Did you have any of the language classes where they go around while you were in school?
Well, only last year I caught. Well, she just come in and I had to leave the next year, so I just.
Was that Dorothy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was teaching. I went there for a couple of sessions, and they were supposed to try to get me to come in regular to teach beadwork, but because of the transportation, I had problems there.
Oh, yeah.
But I was starting to teach.
One summer, they taught Indian language.
Oh, yeah.
From Muncie here. When was that? That was 2 years ago. No, actually, more than that.
Yeah, Emmerich was working in.
5 years ago. Emily Johnson from London, I was teaching it down here. She was teaching the younger children, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I was there.
Yeah.
But that was Delaware language in it. And the school was teaching Ojibwe.
That's what I figure, that if they want to, well, I think if they wanted to preserve the Indian language, that they should preserve what they really know the most of now. Ojibwe, Delaware, and they're like teaching in schools. I think they're like, the Indian language is going out, so they would have to pick one language to teach it, I think.
What do you get out of doing beadwork yourself? Like you yourself, not anybody else. What do you get out of it?
I put stuff on my purse, like my name. I just put it on my purse. Or something on your jean jacket.
What do you get out of it is, how do you feel after you finish what you do?
Feel proud of it.
Does it make you want to do more?
Yeah.
Do you ever sell your stuff at Powell's? Do you ever go to Powell's?
Yeah, I don't sell it though.
Mm-hmm. Do you find out when you're at a Powell and you see somebody's outfit, you'd like to go out and make one? I thought I said something else.
Well, I was going to try and make Sarah one.
Do you find that when you see something that you like and you come home, you always try?
Yeah.
That's one way of learning. You know, like you make mistakes and everything, but you always learn from them.
Like those earrings I was telling you about, I tried that.
Have you caught on to it?
No.
What materials do you use in your work?
Beads, thread, needles, leather.
Do you think that when your daughter gets to be a certain age, you'll be able to sit down and teach her?
Yeah.
If your daughter's there with you, you'll find that she'll probably just watch you, and then she'll eventually come out and want to learn it then. But if you tend to push them at it, that's when they don't want to learn. Like one of my boys, I pushed him at doing a lot of hide work, and he found that harder. And the other boys, he'll sit there and he'll work with the hide and the beads. Because I pushed so hard, I wanted to see him do some of this, and